from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Craig Miller. As Californians look to the sky, fingers crossed for a wet winter, three brutally dry years have already created millions of victims, the animals that depend on meadows, streams, and wetlands for survival. Daniel Potter reports now on the toll that the drought is taking on California's wildlife.
It's a misty morning, just after daybreak, and an uncountable gaggle of snow geese suddenly takes off, turning the sober sky to static. Each year, untold millions of ducks and geese descend on spots like this one at the Gray Lodge Wildlife Area north of Sacramento. Think of it as a rest stop along a vast freeway for birds known as the Pacific Flyway. Some come from as far away as the Arctic. North of the border, it's been a good breeding season. For California, that means lots of thirsty birds traveling through.
We've lost 90% of all the wetlands in California, and you know, these birds used to depend on that.
Biologist Dave Shuford has been surveying birds that depend on irrigated farmland for habitat. In places like the Sacramento Valley, rice farmers would normally flood their fields after the harvest. But this year, both farmers and birds have been forced to deal with less.
They're going to be concentrated in much smaller space, is, you know, more likelihood of disease transmission, and there's also just less food resources for them to, you know, overwinter.
Already, an outbreak of botulism, officials say, was exacerbated by drought, killed thousands of ducks, mostly mallards, near the Oregon border. A meager winter could also leave many frail ahead of next year's breeding season. And in the rivers and streams that lace the flyway, the drought could also leave a lasting dent in populations of salmon.
Many of the eggs that are laid in river gravels this year are not expected to survive.
John McManus heads up a coalition of fishermen, restaurants, and businesses, as well as tribes that rely on salmon for sustenance. He says more than 10,000 jobs in the state depend on salmon, and he paints a dire picture. Salmon eggs need cold water, ideally 56 degrees or less. But the lower flows coming down the streams this year have been heated by the sun to near fatal temperatures.
We expect we'll see fewer salmon out in the ocean in a few years when these fish would be adults.
Trickling streams have been unusually clear and slow-moving. McManus says that's a deadly combination for baby salmon trying to dodge predators en route to the ocean.
We don't have high flows that move them rapidly. We have very slow flows that are clear as a bell and make these salmon targets of predatory fish.
Some other fish that got a raw deal lived in a pond at this river preserve south of Sacramento.
There were some carp that were in there, and a lot of them died off as the pond level started to drop.
That's state environmental scientist Eric Kleinfelter. He says a couple months ago, the fish basically suffocated.
There was at least 25 vultures sitting in that tree waiting to for their morning meal of carp.
The preserve is also home to the giant garter snake, which is listed as a threatened species. At 5 feet long, it's no anaconda, but plenty big as garter snakes go. And it needs water to find fish and frogs to eat, hide from predators like coyotes and bobcats, and to help thermoregulate its cold-blooded body.
They're definitely dependent on water, which has made this project so urgent.
In late summer, to help protect the rare snake, state wildlife crews actually piped in water from a nearby well. Other animals also appreciated the $72,000 delivery service.
There were birds that were using the water there. You could see animal tracks coming up to the ditch and drinking out of the ditch.
Other drought-stressed critters include tule elk at Point Reyes, which ranchers say are competing with their cattle for the same rye grasses. And in some places, you can actually hear the drought. Bioacoustician Bernie Krause records animals in nature, like those snow geese at Gray Lodge. For years, he's taken audio snapshots at Sugarloaf Ridge State Park in Sonoma County.
I've been recording this spot for 20 years now.
This is 2009, before the drought. That white noise you hear is a nearby creek. It went missing this year, along with most of the birds.
In 2014, not only did the stream drop off, but the bird density and diversity is way, way down.
It's a stark decline, but Krause says the number and variety of birds were already dwindling, so he's reluctant to pin it all on the drought. Researchers are still evaluating the impact on wildlife so far. For KQED Science, I'm Daniel Potter.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabzanel Foundation.